Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And we're back for another week with some unreleased stories written by kids from the Story Pirates archives.
Let's get to today's stories.
Our first story comes to us from a second grader from Tennessee named Aubrey.
And Aubrey's story is called Best Horse Show Dogs.
Woof, 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 ruff, ruff, ruff. Woof, hey, look who it is. My favorite cool dog, Skipper Skittlepaws.
Why, hello, fellow cool dog. Rufus Ruffbark.
Skipper, woof! Our rockstar horse friends are having a concert, woof woof, in the alley.
I know! I'm so excited! Shimmer and Cheyenne Pepper are my favorite.
Woof, let's go see them, woof, and take our farm friends.
I'm gonna rock my face off.
Me too, let's woof go! Woof, woof, ruff.
We take you now to a concert in an alley to be performed by horses.
Are you ready to start our rockstar horse concert?
Nay.
You're not?
No, nay means yes in horse. Actually, nay means everything in horse. I can see how you're confused, but we are horses.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Well, technically, we're horses. Half pony, half horse.
Shh, quiet, Cheyenne. If everyone learns that we're half pony, half horse, we'll have to change our name from rockstar horses to rockstar horses. And I already made the posters.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, looks like a giant crowd is in front of us.
Yay! Yay!
Let's get started with our horse concert. Hello, animals of the alley. Are you ready to rock?
Yes!
I didn't hear you.
They said yes.
Okay, I know. I was just trying to be exciting.
Oh, right. Let's play our guitars.
Bless you.
Oh my gosh! Woof! This concert! It's woof! Amazing! I'm so excited!
What?
Woof! I want to show my excitement!
I feel like howling!
Woof! Me too!
Meanwhile, at the other end of the alley.
Meow. Hello, Meowing Maury.
Meow.
Hello, Squawking Tom. Say, Squawking Tom, I'm feeling a little catty today.
Meow, too. Maybe that's because we're cats. Ooh, wanna gossip about girl cats?
I do. Guess what I heard about Cat Thee Lee? I heard she was drinking milk way too early in the morning. And,
I couldn't hear your juicy gossip because of the horse rock concert happening in our alley. But guess what I heard about Meowly Cyrus? I heard she got declawed by a wrecking ball.
I missed that interesting part because of those dogs. Guess what? I heard about Diane Kitten. She is a very...
These crazy dogs are making me so mad.
Tell you what, why don't you eat some treats that are on the ground and I will go get those dogs.
I'm sorry, Maury. I can't. Normally, I love eating things off the ground. But these dogs and horses have ruined my appetite. Let's both get those dogs. I won't rest until everyone is out of my alley.
I feel like you're being a bit dramatic.
Let's get them.
Good idea.
Meanwhile, back at the concert performed by horses.
This is my favorite wolf part.
Yeah.
Wolf, hey, horses, grab a bat and play the piano.
Horses, make a terrible mess.
All right, time to play the piano with this bat. Hiya!
What are you doing, Cheyenne? You just destroyed our piano.
The fans told me to.
Baseballs! Throw baseballs!
The horses! They're gonna do it! The finale!
Shimmer, catch this baseball.
Ow! You just hit me in the face with a baseball.
They told me to.
You don't have to do everything that the fans tell you. Ow! You just did it again.
Yeah, I know.
Meow, meow. Hey, you dogs.
Yeah?
You are ruining our alley with horse rock shows and piano smashing and howling.
Yes, what he said.
Let's get them, Maury.
Meow.
Oh no, Skipper. Woof, woof, run away.
Quick, let's hide behind our friends, the chickens.
What are they doing?
Yes, what are they doing?
They're hiding behind a bunch of chickens.
They're hiding behind a bunch of chickens.
Hey, Maury, let's say you and me have a chicken sandwich before we get these dogs.
Say what?
He said, let's have a...
Oh, no, we heard him. But you picked the wrong chickens to mess with. Chickens, assume battle positions.
No, what's up with the karate poses?
You're messing with Kung Fu chickens, bok bok, of the crouching nugget style.
Hi-ya!
Ooh, ooh, my whiskers!
My whiskers!
I want to pull my tail!
My tail!
Stop pecking me!
Stop pecking me!
Stop pecking me!
Stop pecking me!
Stop copying me!
Stop copying me!
These chickens are so fast and mean!
They're so fast and mean!
Run away!
Run away!
Woof! The Kung Fu chickens saved us!
Hooray! I love chickens that kick things!
Woof, let's keep partying to rock and roll horses!
Wait! I can't take it anymore. We aren't horses, okay?
Cheyenne, don't.
No, I have to say it because it's tearing me apart. We're horses. Half pony, half horse. You've all been lied to.
Nay, nay, nay.
Woof, woof. We don't really care what you are.
You don't?
No. We just care that you rock out.
Yeah, woof. Break everything with a bat! But these instruments are expensive.
Yeah.
Ow! Cheyenne!
They told me to!
The end!
Lee, if you were a rock star animal that was a mix of two different animals, what two animals would they be?
It would be a mix between a hypoallergenic dog and the biggest walrus on Earth.
So you'd be a hypoallergenic-dog-a-rus?
Yep, I'd be a wallogenic.
That's amazing. I would buy that album in 2 seconds.
Well, good, because it comes out next week.
Ooh, I'm going to go buy it. Bye.
Bye, Peter. Hey, guys, this next story comes to us from a fifth grader named Brianna, and Brianna's story is called Mr. Mish's Swedish Fishes.
Hey, give me back my pants.
Okay, so settle down. Are you ready for today's lesson?
Yes.
Sheesh, you no need to shout.
Sorry.
Anyway. Once upon a time, there was a cat named Mr. Mishes.
Yeah, more like Mr. Wishes that he had a ball of yarn to play with, because he's a cat.
Brian, that's not a funny joke.
Yo, I'm sorry.
Well, the important thing about this cat was that Mr. Mishes liked to eat Swedish fishes.
Meow. Just another day at work here at the cat office. Time to start my work. But first, maybe I'll have some of these delicious Swedish fishes. Nothing could ruin this day.
Mishes!
Sorry, I didn't see you there, Ms. Furballs.
That's Mrs. Furballs to you. I didn't marry the great Cornelius J. Furballs so that you could sit here and call me Miss Furball. Sorry, Furball.
That's quite all right.
Anyway, what are you doing in here? It, Doesn't look like work to me. Say, what do you have there?
Oh, nothing. Just some Swedish fish.
Mr. Mishes, how dare you come to work all fat with those, whatever they are. I want them out of here.
But, Mrs. Furballs, they are ever so yummy. Please let me keep them.
The day I let one of my own employees tell me what to do is the day I am no longer called Mrs. Furball. Sorry. Furball?
That's quite all right.
Listen here, Mishes. I'm going to let you keep your Swedish fishes.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Furball.
If, and only if, you share them with me.
Sharing? No!
You dare defy my wishes by refusing me delicious Swedish fishes? Oh, Mr. Mishes, pack your dishes and hike up your britches, for it won't be you this office misses. You are fired!
Oh, no!
And so Mr. Mishes gathered his things and went home.
Now sounds like that cat is in the doghouse! Yeah!
Brian, if you're going to interrupt me, then at least do it with something that's actually funny.
Yo, next time.
Anyway, so Mr. Mishes, now with nothing else to do, decided to go buy some Swedish fish at the store.
Here we are. Swedish fish aisle. How many should I put in my basket? How about all of them? Good idea, Mr. Mishes. What is that crying? Mrs. Softpaws.
Actually, it's Miss Softpaws.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Miss Softpaws.
Oh, that's quite all right.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Softpaws, but I couldn't help but hearing you crying over here by this empty Swedish fish aisle. Well, what's the matter?
Oh, it's just that there were no more Swedish fish.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Softpaws. I just picked up the last of them.
Oh, well, that's no big deal. I'm sure you wouldn't mind sharing.
Sharing? No! Sorry. To tell you the truth, Miss Softpaws, I have never shared. In fact, I don't know how.
Well, maybe you can start sharing today.
Is it hard to share?
No, why not at all? Here, sit down and I will show you. Okay, first give me a Swedish fish.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, now let go of the fish. Okay, now let it go. No, let it go. There you go.
I'm scared.
Then you take one.
Oh, good.
Okay, then we eat one, three. One, two, three.
Say, that wasn't bad at all.
Oh, you're really getting it, Mr. Mishes.
I learned how to share.
And so, Mr. Mishes, having learned to share, gobbled up all the Swedish fish with Miss Softpaws, except two, which they shared for a special purpose.
Yeah, I bet they saved them so they could get stuck in a tree because the cats. Yeah!
Brian. That's easily your worst joke yet.
Yo, I'm sorry. I will try harder.
You better. And so, later on that day, Mr. Mishes and Miss Softpaws went back to the cat office and found Mrs. Furballs at her cataputer.
Excuse me, Mrs. Furballs?
Mr. Mishes, what are you doing here? Didn't I fire you?
Yes, you did fire me, and rightfully so. I just wanted to come by and say, I have two Swedish fish left, and I was wondering if you would like to share them with me?
You saved the last two for me? Oh, yes, I will enjoy them. And also, Mr. Mishes, you may have your job back.
Really? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Furballs. And thank you, Miss Softpaws, for teaching me how to share.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Miss Softpaws, is it? Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Mrs. Furball. Sorry, oh, Furball.
That's quite all right.
And that's how Mr. Mishes learned to share his Swedish fishes.
Hooray! Hooray!
And that, children, is the story of sharing. Brian, is that a hand? Do you have something to say?
Yeah.
Is it going to be funny?
Man, I hope so.
then go ahead.
All right, well, Mrs. Emily, I was just gonna mention that, like, it sounds like Ms. Furballs has a good way of keeping law and order at that cat office.
Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds like she's practicing claw enforcement!
I guess that was pretty good.
There it is.
All right.
Well,
by Jove,
he's
done it. Brian!
No, no!
Yes!
Brian, by Jove, you have certainly made a joke.
Yeah, the end!
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast. If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, you can see us in Los Angeles, California on Sunday, November 12th. Also on January 11th and 13th at the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts. We'll also be in Westchester, Pennsylvania on December 9th and Miami, Florida on January 20th. Check out StoryPirates.com for details, times, and tickets. You can also pick up a Story Pirates shirt there. You can pre-order our upcoming book, Stuck in the Stone Age.
It's a great book. Check it out.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.